Hey everyone, welcome to the new and improved Should I Cut Bangs? There's nothing new here. I have decided that it was time for a new cover photo and just like a general refresh of the podcast. When I started the podcast, I had $0 to invest in the podcast. And guess what? I still have $0 to invest in the podcast. So when I started the podcast, I feel like my creative brain was on overload with 1,000 other things. And I kind of was just feeling really passionate about the podcast per se. And I'm a very creative person in a lot of different facets. One of them is visuals. I kind of just had to, I kind of just had to throw together a podcast cover. I did that and it was my podcast cover for obviously over a year. I would say less than a year into the podcast, I started to effing hate it. So I had to do something about it, obviously. I had a lot of different things going on to the point that I wanted to put it off. I had a lot of different like inspiration toward what I wanted. Obviously, like the name is still the same and all that kind of stuff. So I was, you know, toying around with the visuals of what I wanted for the photo shoot and all that kind of stuff. And my friend Taylor, she's been on the podcast. It's been a little over a year. We need to have you back on, Taylor. So Taylor did my photos. She's done photography here and there, just like dabbled in it with food and different stuff for like dietitians and things. So we rented out a studio in downtown Gilbert, and we definitely, it kind of sucked with the time of day. So next time we go, we're going to do it in the like morning instead of in the evening. Just based on like the windows and stuff. If we knew, we would have done it in the morning. But anyway, we got there and I was like, shit, the windows are facing east, and we booked it for this time in the evening because I was thinking that the windows were just going to be all around, blah blah blah. But guys, if you guys are listening, or if you guys know, obviously if you're listening, then obviously you can see, but if you guys have already seen on social media, the photos turned out amazing. So I'm really, really happy with the brand refresh, and I'm really grateful that you guys let me take a week off, which means I basically had a month off. I needed it. The weekend of the photo shoot kicked my butt. I was sick. I was down and out. I had a horizontal weekend. I needed a horizontal weekend, and I really didn't want to put out a half-assed episode and not get the, you know, new cover photo and everything put out. And so I was like, when am I going to get the time to do all of this? And so I just really needed that time, because you guys know that I still work every other weekend. And so that's why, that's another reason the podcast has been cut down to every other week. So yeah, I just really needed that time to myself, and I'm really happy with the way that everything has turned out. I hope you guys are loving it, and if you're not, that sucks, because you're going to be seeing it every other week when a new episode comes out. Yeah, I mean, that's basically it as far as the new cover photo goes and just like refreshing the brand. If you guys have been here since day one of the podcast, then you know that I've had like a brand crisis, and I'll get into that in a minute, but you know how it's been. And if you've been like behind the scenes, aka basically just Josh, then you know the ins and outs of it. And I do kind of want to talk about that just for a split second, because I think I want to do an episode about it, because branding is a lot more intense than people talk about. So something new that is so exciting that's been going on in my life is I've decided to remove some of my tattoos. If you guys know, I have about 20 tattoos, which sounds like a lot, but also, again, if you know my tattoos, that's really not a lot. One time, Josh and I counted my tattoos, and I was shook to find out that I have 20-ish tattoos, give or take. They're all pretty small. They don't take up a lot of, okay, actually they do. They kind of take up basically both of my entire arms. But they don't take up a lot of surface area. And so realizing that I had so many was really shocking. I have one that is kind of just, it was done by a friend of mine who was learning, and it just kind of just didn't turn out well. And then one that I got, and it was the only one on that arm, and then I kind of started doing a piece around it, and I'm really not vibing with that one. And then other two on my arm, that's kind of like a sticker arm, I just am not vibing with those two anymore, and I want them gone. So basically, I'm having four tattoos removed, two on each arm, and I would say two of them, possibly three of them, I'm actually gonna have redone. If you have tattoos, I feel like you understand what I'm saying. Like having the, like paying money to have the ink put on your body and then paying money to have the ink taken off of your body and then paying more money to have that same exact ink put back on your body, either in a different place, in the same place, but done better or not done at all. But I feel like, okay, this is gonna sound really crazy. I'm someone who either has a really high pain tolerance, like I don't feel pain at all, or I love the feeling of pain. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. So I love the feeling of getting tattoos done. I love the feeling of all of the tattoos that I've had. I remember the first one, which is one of the ones I'm having removed. And I was like, that didn't hurt. It felt kind of good. And then I feel like I just rode a high of that feeling. Kind of like an adrenaline rush. So ever since then, I've kind of just been riding that high and just getting tattoos whenever I have the opportunity, kind of thing. So yeah, a few of them are kind of just like those tattoos that I'm having removed. And a couple of them, I just want different work, different placement, better work type of thing. So anyway, I went and had my consultation done yesterday. At the time that I'm recording this, it will be yesterday. I'm having all four removed. I'm having six sessions for all four of them. And I paid all of it up front because I didn't want to like get screwed or something, but only $1,000 for all four of them because she was like, well, I'll just tack on those other two because they're really small. And we'll do six sessions. And like, this is the base price. So if we add it all up, it'll be this much. And so we like did the math. And I'm like, okay, wait, that's actually like a really sick deal, especially since you're going to do those two for free. So yeah, my first session, by the time you're hearing this, I will have had my first session. So I've been keeping everybody updated on my personal page on Instagram. I should probably make a highlight of it. But I'm so excited to have these done. I'm really excited to have them done so that I can start getting new tattoos done as well. I think it'll be really exciting and really great, especially since they're on my arms and like everybody can see it. I feel like if it was a shitty tattoo and it was like on my upper thigh or your stomach or somewhere where no one's gonna see it, I was literally gonna say on your butt, but like, let's be real. I'm not planning on getting a tattoo on my butt. I feel like I wouldn't care that much. So that is the newest, most exciting thing that's happening in my life. I don't feel like I am super terrified of the pain. I've had like, obviously I've had tattoos. this feels different because they're like getting the ink out, like zapping that cell of reversing the tattoo type of thing. But like I've had laser hair removal. That kind of hurt, but I lived through the pain. What else have I had done? Oh, like I had, what was it called? They did like microblading, like to get the ink out. So they like tattooed, something. Why can't I think of it? Anyway, to like get the ink out and to like kill that, ink. Let me tell you, that was the most painful thing. They just did like spot treatments for that to where it was like wherever the ink was like the heaviest. Never again. Never again. I had to like sit on my hands because I actually thought I was gonna punch the girl in the face. It was so painful. Oh, lip injections. The thing about lip injections, I've talked about lip injections in one of my episodes. I think it's called like Beauty Standards BS or whatever. I like they numb you, obviously. I've had Botox for years. I decided to get lip injections a couple years ago. Best decision of my life. But like the needle going in doesn't hurt. It's just like you feel the pressure because you're numb. What hurts is like the actual injection, guys. It hurts so bad. Like the injection, I'm like, what is it called? The poison? The toxin going inside of your body? Yeah, it hurts. Who would have thought? Do I regret it? No, I will never regret my lip injections. It was the best decision ever. I actually went back 3 times because I went and did I did like half a syringe, and then half a syringe. So definitely, definitely worth it. Anyway, so tattoo removal. I'm a little afraid of the pain. Am I terrified? No, I'm more excited to just have it done. I'm excited that it's paid for, it's done, it's scheduled, we're good to go. I just have to go get zapped, done, move on to the next. So yeah, that's definitely something to look forward to. The next thing that's been going on, the next and last thing that's been going on in my life is the Sephora sale. I wasn't really The thing about the Sephora sale is I really try so hard not to be an overconsumer. I don't think that I'm an over excuse me. I don't think that I'm an overconsumer at all. If anything, I'm probably the complete opposite in the worst way. Like, ask my husband. He hates having to get rid of things. I definitely just like bought stuff that I needed. Again, who needs anything? So probably poor wording choice on my end. So I shopped the Sephora sale, of course. And there was some stuff that I like needed, wanted, whatever. What did I get? I got new tanning mousse. Sorry, I'm trying to look and see what I got. I got new tanning mousse. I really like the Tan Luxe line of stuff. I was also like looking for a new, what is it called? Why am I blanking? Concealer. Okay. This is where we get to the good stuff. I was looking for a new concealer. And, you know, your girl has never been a makeup girly. I've never been a makeup girly. I've always been Glossier because it's simple, sweet, and to the point. And pretty affordable for the most part. I say pretty affordable for the most part because it's the most affordable and again, not a makeup girly. Okay. When was it? Okay, it was a while ago. I've told you guys about how my cousin and I basically talk about makeup constantly, and we were discussing Rare Beauty blush or something a while ago, like a long while ago, and I've never dabbled into anything else Rare Beauty, and then I dabbled. I was walking around Sephora the other day, shopping the sale. I decided that I'm gonna try the Rare Beauty concealer. There was no reason. I've never tried it. There's no reason not to try it because I absolutely love the blush, but there's also nothing else Rare Beauty that I've ever tried. So I got some concealer. Do I know what color I need to buy? Absolutely not. Do I ever know? No, I do not. Don't know how to buy anything. Don't know how to match anything. Don't know how to do anything. I am flying by the seat of my pants constantly in the makeup and beauty department. Not really when it comes to skin. I basically kind of know what I'm doing with skin. But as far as makeup goes, okay, so I just shouldn't say beauty because hair, I know what's up. Skin, I basically know what's up. It's makeup. Makeup, don't know what I'm doing. So I bought the Rare Beauty concealer. I'm not going to tell you guys what color because either it's the wrong color for me or it's the wrong color for you. And guess what? Everyone's going to mind their own business. When I say I think it's the right color for me because it looks so good. It feels so good. It blends so good with whatever I have going on, which could possibly be the wrong colors for me. I don't care. Everybody, go buy Rare Beauty's concealer. Anyway, longest intro about nothing. Let's get into it. Guys, it's my favorite season. And I just have to tell you that I'm so excited it's spring. So excited it's spring. With spring brings my hatred for shorts. I'm not a shorts girl. I might be, might not be. I just need to find some that I like. I'm a tiny waist, big hipped, kind of chunky thigh girl. So shorts aren't really my thing. And I'm really short. So whenever it's like, oh, try these ones, I'm like, those like make me look shorter. They make my legs look shorter. I'm trying to elongate. I want like nice long legs. It's like when I have long nails. It's like I'm trying to like have nice long fingers and like long hands, like sexy hands, sexy legs. Like we're trying to make everything look longer. Not shorter and fatter. Like that's not the aesthetic I'm going for. Why am I trying to make myself look shorter? Anyway, so my current love right now is new jeans. Guys, I know. We've talked about it forever. My favorite, I'm wearing the Agoldi jeans that I found that are amazing, that aren't working for me anymore. Just kidding. I'm lounging at home and I wanted to wear jeans lounging at home, so I'm wearing the Agoldi jeans. My new favorite jeans now are, don't everybody go out and buy them either, please. Levi's 501s 90s style. Also, I went to the Levi's outlet. They have one at the Chandler Mall. No, not the Chandler Mall, the Chandler Outlets. And apparently they don't carry that jean style at the outlets because it's their premium line. Guys, 501s are premiums, but 501 90s, you're not going to carry? Anyway, I've bought like 4 pair off Poshmark and they've all been great, especially since like I feel like 501s you want to be worn in a little bit. If you know, you know. So anyway, I'm obsessed with these jeans and they're so comfortable. They're a little bit baggy. They're 100% cotton, of course, so I'm shrinking them all the time, which is great and fine. I don't care about washing my jeans 1,000 times. I'm not one of those people that doesn't want to wash their jeans, does want to wash their jeans. It just depends on the jeans. I don't really care. So I just love these jeans. And of course, they're a button fly, so I love the button fly. I'm all about it. I'm really happy. When I feel like 100% cotton, especially with a button fly, it's just like that rigid, and then the button fly like smooths out your little tummy, and it is just such a flattering look. That's why they're my favorite. And also the 90s, the 501s and the 501 90s, whatever the difference there is, makes a huge difference for my body personally, and you guys have heard me complain about it. Those are the ones that fit me. Those are the only ones that fit is the 90s. 501s, like I have a pair of 501s in the other room and I like can't, they're the same size. literally, like they're both the same size, a 501 and a 501 90, and like the 501s don't fit. And I think that that's so absurd. Like, I hate all of that. Anyway, so my current love is the Levi's 501 90s. Everybody go get them, but not in my size, because I need them. All right, so it's spring. Guys, it's the best season. I never know if I love spring or if I actually might hate it a little bit, because my allergies are flaring like none other. When I tell you, I'm from Las Vegas. We don't have anything that's green. But like the amount of orange groves like in my neighborhood is not okay. It is not okay with me. Whenever like the orange trees are blooming, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to go see them. I walk outside for 1 second and my body tries to kill me. So I don't even get to like enjoy the spring. I just have to like observe the spring. So I get to buy new tulips at Trader Joe's every week. Right now I have pink ones and they're adorable. I get to try and embrace the spring. My birthday is in the spring. It's in a couple weeks, so that's always exciting. I feel like spring is really similar to like New Year's, where it's like, you know, rebirth, new growth, all of those kinds of things. And you guys know I love New Year's. I love Mondays, like a new week, a new month, a new year, like a new season. But I feel like with spring, it's kind of the only season where it feels like new and fresh and bright and happy and all of that kind of stuff. I feel like the other seasons have more of like, I mean, I guess it depends on where you live when it comes to summer, but when you think about like Vegas and Phoenix, like it's very hot and humid sometimes here, and it's just not the greatest. Granted, I do love it here, and I don't want to leave the desert. Like, I obviously want to go home, but like I don't plan on leaving the desert environment. So obviously, as most of you guys know, I love trying to be outside as much as possible. I love the spring and the outside. Obviously, living in Phoenix and in Vegas, you can't like be outside in the summertime, really. I mean, we have like heat warning days where it's like, it's 128 degrees outside. Don't go outside or you will burn alive like freaking Indiana Jones. So I love spring because I feel like I can take advantage of being outside as much as possible. I feel like in the spring, I always have that little burst of New Year-ish feeling of like energy and like having a new, I don't know, not like bucket list, but like things I want to do, because I feel like I can go outside and possibly die of like an asthma attack, but it'll be fine because at least I'm happy. I definitely want to try and go hiking more this season. And whether that means like going on actual hikes or just being on trails and being outside and like in nature more, it's always a goal of mine. It's so hard because here we only have a really, really small amount of time. We also have a really, really small amount of area and a ton of people. That's something that I love about living in Vegas, is we have a lot of places in the valley, and then we have a lot of places that are really close to the valley. Like we have Southern Utah, California is not far, and places that are not directly in the valley, but just really close outside of the valley, like Valley of Fire, Lake Mead and stuff like that, where we can go on trails or hiking and they're not as crowded with people, just on like a Friday morning or a Saturday morning any given week. Where I feel like here in Arizona, no matter where I go or when I go, it's constantly crowded. So I'm gonna try and take advantage of Arizona while I still have my time here and explore the places I haven't explored yet. And I want to try and do that this year, like in the spring and in the fall, when we have, you know, our 1 week of good weather. The same thing for going on like morning walks. I love going on walks in the morning. Obviously, if you guys have lived in these hot places, you know that it's always cooler in the mornings because it's been cool all night. Something that sucks about living here or in Vegas is how there's so much asphalt and there's so much concrete. That sounds so stupid to say because it's like obviously every city has all of that, like cool, but it is so hot that like all day every day the sun literally just bakes into the asphalt and concrete, and then at the end of the day it could be I remember going outside at like 1 and 2 in the morning and it is still like over 100 degrees outside in Vegas, like when we were kids. And it sounds weird to say you go outside at 1 a.m when you're a kid, you know what I mean, like a teenager. And so yeah, it's still so hot outside. Anyway, my point being, it is so much cooler in the mornings because the sun has been gone all night, so it gives it some time to cool down, barely. Maybe it's like 80 degrees in the morning. But in the spring, then it doesn't ever get as hot, even though it's still baking all day, even if it's like 90 degrees. I wonder what it says that the temperature is right now. Okay, well, it says it's 80 degrees in Las Vegas because that's what my iPad says. It says it's 87 right now where I'm at. That's cool. And then when the sun sets, it's going to be 73. And then an hour later, it's still going to be 73. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so hot. Anyway, so like going on walks in the morning is always way nicer, in my opinion. Actually, everybody's opinion, let's be real, like anybody that has lived in either of these places or any place that gets this hot, then they know. One of my other favorite things also includes outside is patio dining. Guys, patio dining is my favorite thing in the entire world. I will literally sweat my butt off to sit outside. I don't even care. I'm like, I just want to be outside. I need to be outside. And the same if it's like a little chilly, I'm like, it's okay, I'll shiver. Like, I just need to be outside. Outside is great. I just need to be outside. But now that we have good weather, like, I finally get to enjoy it and sit outside and not be sweaty or cold. So patio dining, I'm so excited for. Most of the restaurants that we frequent have patio dining, and oh my goodness, I just like want to eat out breakfast, lunch, and dinner, sit outside. That's basically my dream life, is just eating outside. I love food and I love being outside. Like, holy crap, what could be more amazing than eating outside? Honestly, nothing. Like, food and sunlight, just nothing is better than that. The next two I feel like go hand in hand as well. So I put farmers markets. We have farmers markets, I think, year round here, but I also prefer to go like in peak seasons, which obviously everybody prefers to go in peak seasons. So fall and spring. I don't think that we have them in the summer. I don't think we have them in the summer. And if we do have them in the summer, I think they move them indoor, obviously. But I love going to the farmers markets. We have the best farmers markets. We have the best vendors. We have the best produce. We have the best weather when it's the spring and the summer. And then playing off of that, I really want to try this year to eat more like in season, like seasonal produce and stuff like that. And I think like shopping at the farmers markets for seasonal produce would be really helpful. There's a lot of health benefits to that because then the food isn't being preserved or being picked early or being forced to be ripe and stuff like that. So like some of the produce that I personally enjoy, but some of the produce that's in season in the springtime. Is like grapefruit, lemons, mangoes, strawberries, broccoli, apples, and bananas. Also, avocado, RIP. I can't have avocado anymore, but for those of you that still can and enjoy it, go ham and have that avocado and think of me while you do, because I'm sad thinking about how I can't. So yeah, I mean, that's basically what my spring is looking like. And I'm, of course, doing some spring cleaning and spring organizing. But you know what? That's not specifically tied to spring. That's tied to Kaylee being Kaylee and doing her regular old cleaning, organizing stuff that she always does. That's literally nothing new. Okay, so I was talking about this earlier in the episode. Obviously, you guys know we've had a brand refresh. I literally have been thinking about refreshing the cover photo, all the things for a while. I've loved the name. The name is nothing that's going anywhere. Okay. The name's not going anywhere. And I didn't feel rushed to throw the cover photo together or anything like that, but I just like wanted to start the podcast when I wanted to start the podcast. So because of that, like, I feel like it led me to, it led me to not be 100% satisfied sooner rather than later. So I feel like it was definitely like less than a year in that I was like, okay, I need a new cover photo, but I haven't been doing it even a year, and I kept trying to like justify putting it off. And then eventually I was just like, okay, like, I need to get this done. I'm not happy seeing this photo pop up every single time I put out a new episode. Like, I'm not happy with the photo. I'm not happy with the rebrand or with the original brand, blah, blah, blah. So part of like creating the podcast brand, I didn't want it associated with my lash business. And I feel like a lot of people don't really understand that. A lot of people that don't own multiple businesses or have owned multiple businesses. I used to do hair as a living, and I titled the podcast Should I Cut Bangs? It's obviously a play on, you know, a crisis of sorts and a play on my career. That doesn't mean I need it to be associated with, you know, what I did slash do for a living. It's literally like a meme. I see it all the time. I thought about cutting bangs, or oh yeah, like when I went through that crisis I cut bangs, blah blah blah. Like, it's literally a meme. And so wasn't that hard to put, like, to associate it with the theme of the podcast. Anyway, so I didn't and still don't want it to be associated with the fact that I'm in the beauty industry for a living. So when I started the podcast, a lot of people were like, oh, so it's like, is it going to be about lashes? Is it going to be about hair? Like, no, absolutely not. Like, it's not that I don't want anything to do with hair or lashes anymore. It's just that, like, I don't need my whole entire life revolving around it. That's not any hate on people that do, like, have everything that they do revolve around, you know, their business or their career or whatever. But, like, that, I can't do that. And I think that that's also fine. So when I started the podcast and I started the branding and the colors and the logo and, like, all the things, like, I wanted it to be 180 different from lash design. And I didn't realize in that moment what I was doing to myself. When I had started lash design, I, you know, wanted it to look a certain way, wanted it to be a certain aesthetic, blah, blah, blah. And it had slowly transitioned over time into being a 120% personal brand. Everything about Lash Design by Kaylee is such a personal brand about me, is so personal. The style, the education, the aesthetic, the colors, the font, everything. It's funny because I have like new clients, old clients, everybody will Like, they'll come to their appointment and I'm like standing there and I have my water bottle in there and I'm wearing clothes, and they're like, oh my gosh, you literally like match your brand. And I'm sitting there thinking, my brand matches me. Like, I'm not dressing so that I match, you know, my business. I don't have my nails done so that I match my business. I didn't buy these, you know, Nikes so that they match my business. It's the other way around. You know, it got to a point where I was just like, with the podcast, I was like, what the hell am I doing? This isn't me, and I can't even fake it. It just started slowly, like, you know, unclothing myself of like the fake, like bullshit of, you know, trying to brand it in a way that wasn't authentic to me. And it was just even the aesthetic. That's all it really was the aesthetic of it, because everything else was very authentic. It was literally just the aesthetic of it that I could not even like do it anymore. It was so difficult to like fake the aesthetic. And I shouldn't say fake. I don't feel like any part of it was me being fake. I feel like I was trying to force myself to do this like colorful aesthetic or whatever, and I couldn't do it anymore. And so like I literally just had to like, okay, if I'm starting over, like what if I was starting this podcast today? What would it look like? What would it feel like? What would it be? Even just taking Lash Design by Kaylee out of the picture, like what would I want the podcast to look like and feel like if you're looking at it from the outside, but also being authentic to myself. So that's what I had to do. And I just find it so, so interesting, you know, when it comes to branding, how a lot of times branding evolves. And I feel like that was what was starting to happen with the podcast, is how, like, if you scroll all the way back to day one of Should I Cut Bangs? It's very, very different. And you can see the evolution, but it's very, very different from where it is today. I don't know. I've just found that with branding, when it comes to a very, very personal brand, like podcasting or even doing lash extensions, when you're just like one solopreneur doing your own thing and, you know, very personal, face-to-face, vulnerable type of branding, having it like really reflect yourself, even as simple as just like aesthetically, it makes everything else easier and more authentic. Like, I feel like once I started evolving with my lash brand and with the podcast branding, like, I feel like I could be more authentic and I didn't have to try hard in a good way. I didn't have to try hard. That's not a bad thing. I just feel like changing it, like the cover photo, I feel like it's more freeing in a good way for me as far as branding goes. So I guess basically at the end of the day, if you guys care, that is why things have changed. On top of updating your cover photo is never a bad thing. But yeah, all of it just fits into my life better. I really just want to be able to serve you guys in the best way, give you guys the best content, blah blah blah, you know, all the things. That's always been the goal, is to give you guys the best content and put out the best content for you guys and yada yada. So yeah, I guess I'll just shut up on that now. If you guys have any questions about rebrand, I would love to talk more about branding. It is one of my most favorite things in the entire world. I'm not always good at like content creation and branding and stuff like that for myself, but when it comes to other people, like, I'm oddly really good at figuring it out for other people, which sounds honestly kind of rude, but I could do it for anybody else. So I'm very passionate about that in a weird way, and I don't mind talking about it. But yeah, let's wrap it up and get into high lows. All right, so listener highs of the week. Somebody had a great week at the gym. I had a pretty good week at the gym too, I'm not gonna lie. Work meetings went well, and now they are headed out of town on a trip, and that's always great. We have headed to Coachella. Okay, so while you guys are listening to this, their weekend at Coachella is over. And oh my gosh, I'm honestly very jealous of that. You know, I always have mixed feelings about festivals though, so I don't know if I'm very jealous. And then last listener high is I got an amazing facial this week and my skin is feeling great. Honestly, super, super jealous of that one too. I need to go get myself a facial. That is definitely on my to-do list, is booking that. So my high for the week is that I got my photos and my rebrand done. I know that was a few weeks ago at this point, but you know what? That is still my high. And my low is that I have a huge pile of dirty laundry that is staring at me and I need to get it in the wash. I do not want to do laundry. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like I have been doing so much more laundry lately. Does anybody else feel like that? What is going on that I feel like I've been doing a ton more laundry lately? Anyway, I don't know, but I'm hating it. Anyway, guys, this episode was kind of just a mashup of mashups and a mashup of fun. So I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode talking about my rebrand, catching up, and all of the fun spring stuff. I hope you guys are having an amazing spring. I hope you guys are having great weather and you guys are able to go out and enjoy it and not have an allergy or an asthma attack like some people named Kaylee. Like, what the hell? Anyway, so yeah, thanks again for tuning in. If you guys want to follow along on Instagram at shouldicutbangs.podcast, that will be linked in the show notes. You guys can submit your listener highs for the week and they can be read on the podcast. You guys can join in on all the behind the scenes fun and follow along on my tattoo removal journey and how exciting that's going to be. If you haven't already, you guys can subscribe and download episodes anywhere podcasts can be found, such as Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Also, I would absolutely love to hear from you guys. If you haven't, please leave a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and I will see you guys in 2 weeks for a new episode.